Blackstone Audio presents Secrets of Neverack by Jacob Gowans. This book is read by Sean Grindell. For Jake, My Little Hero. Prologue. The Old Woman. With my room situated directly above the tavern hall of the Silver Nugget, it often seemed that there was no floor at all between myself and the other guests. I heard each belted laugh, each slammed mug, and each roll of the dice with perfect clarity. I rested my head on my pillow for nearly an hour before giving up on sleep. Rather than waste time, I got up and lit the dry logs under the hearth. By the light of the fireplace and a few candles, I reviewed my papers from earlier in the evening. Before long, I found myself jotting down notes and adding in details that I had not had time to write during the storyteller's dictation. The night wore on, and I grew more engrossed in my work. During the twilight hours, the din underneath my room died down as the guests returned to their homes. I continued to read, marking the manuscripts here and there, stopping only to refill my ink or add a log to the flames. At times, I felt as though the old storyteller sat in the room with me, dictating the words anew. I did not stop at the break of dawn. Something drove me to complete the tale, while everything remained fresh in my mind. A knock came to my door as the first rays of dawn shone down on my table.
"My heavens, Mr. Freeman,"
Benjamin Nugget, owner of the establishment, said.
"Have you been awake all night?"
"Sleep has abandoned me. To what do I owe your visit?"
"Breakfast,"
Nugget said with a smile and a booming laugh. As hungry as I was, I turned him down politely. I couldn't afford to let anything distract me, and I wasn't certain I could afford the meal either. Sometime after midday, when I finally reached the last page of the story, I set it aside with a sigh and stumbled to my bed. In an instant, I fell into a deep slumber. When I awoke, the light of day had all but vanished. The storyteller would be returning soon to continue his tale. I sprang from my bed, threw on my clothes, and grabbed my writing supplies. I came quite close to breaking several ink bottles and my neck while running down the stairs. When I entered the tavern hall, I could skip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?